Mr. Paul Jess, a director of the Florida Justice Association, thanks for joining me for a few minutes to talk about your longtime friend and former colleague, Sandy Dalembert.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Happy to do it, although it's a very sad day.
How did you come to know Sandy Dalembert?
Well, I first met Sandy in 1972 when I was a third-year law student, and he was a senior partner at the law firm of Steele, Hector & Davis down in Miami at the time. But I didn't really get to know him well until a few years after that, when he became dean of the FSU College of Law back in 1984. He and then assistant dean Don Widener reorganized the legal research and writing program, which had previously used third-year law students, and they wanted to hire a group of young law school graduates who had done something significant post-law school to teach legal research and writing at the Florida State University College of Law. And I was very fortunate to be one of the first folks hired for that program. And although I only did that for a couple of years, I got to know Dean Dalembert very well at that time, and that's really how I got to know him, and have always treasured those years and all the time that we have been friends since.
With all the tributes that are out there today, you'd be hard-pressed to find one that doesn't characterize him as this giant of the legal profession, and we were talking about that a little bit earlier. Can you tell me a little bit about that and the things he had an impact on and the things he cared about?
Yeah, I mean, to say that he was a living legend in the Florida legal community is an understatement. He had an impact on almost every area, civil law, criminal law, constitutional law. He was chair of the Constitutional Revision Commission. He, as dean of the law school, he impacted the lives of thousands of young students. You know, as president of Florida State University, obviously, again, great impact on many, many students and teachers and others. But a lot of people forget that Sandy was first and foremost originally a great lawyer, constitutional lawyer, particularly in the area of First Amendment law. He, was instrumental in, for example, convincing the Florida Supreme Court that they needed to, open up and air their oral arguments to the general public. He just had an impact on almost every area that I can think of legally. I know in these later years, he took a great interest in the criminal side of the law, and particularly trying to exonerate people who had been wrongfully convicted and therefore wrongfully incarcerated. You know, in these modern times with DNA evidence, there have been several examples. There's a group called, I believe it's called the Innocence Project that Sandy worked with, and they've gone about trying to identify folks who were wrongly convicted, wrongly incarcerated, and when that happened, when they found someone, Sandy would take up the cause, and he would even then go to the legislature and urge the legislature to pass claims bills to compensate these people who had been wrongly convicted and wrongly imprisoned. I mean, that's the kind of a human being he was. He was so caring and so always looking for the next wrong to right, if you will. And he and his wife, Patsy, were both like that. They're both very caring, community-oriented individuals.
We're addressing that through his professional life, but you as his close friend, and knowing his personality, he seems like one of these people who is just so, kind of like principled to the core. Where did that drive come from within him, as a person?
Well, I'm sure it originated in his family, and you're exactly right. He was the epitome of integrity and an ethical human being as well as an ethical lawyer. In fact, I want to say I believe he chaired the Ethics Commission in Florida at one point in time. But, I'm sure that his family background instilled that in him. I don't know the rest of Sandy's family, but, in the time that I knew him, he was always just like that, the epitome of the ethical human being and the ethical lawyer. My group, the Florida Justice Association, which represents trial lawyers in the state of Florida, and he was so revered by all the trial lawyers. I think, my trial lawyers are civil trial lawyers, but both civil and criminal trial lawyers revered Sandy for, you know, not just his legal skill, but the way he did try to create justice for our entire state and all of us. And as a result, my group, the Florida Justice Association, gave him our highest award, the Perry Nichols Award, back in 1993. He was one of the great trial lawyers to have been honored in that way.
Well, Mr. Jess, I'm sorry for your loss personally, but thank you so much for coming on for a few minutes to talk about him. And I really appreciate you, you know, telling us a little bit more about the man.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.